Broga the Ogre. Broga was trapped. The slime monster had woken up. Its thick, dripping tentacles were twisting upwards from the churning ooze below. Broga had no time to cross the stone bridge and reach the ledge that led down close to the monster's heart. He thought of what Zagun had said to him. Be brave and think. Far below him was the dark, pounding heart of the monster. Think, think, Broga said to himself. Closer and closer came the tentacles. Think, Broga, think. The tentacles tore up towards him like lashing whips. It was now or never. Broga jumped. He jumped down towards the monster with his father's sword aimed at the middle of its terrible red heart. As he hurtled down, the heartbeat boomed like thunder. Broga closed his eyes as he crashed into the bubbling dark center. He felt the sword plunge deep into the monster's soggy heart. There was a deafening explosion. A huge jet of slime came gushing and rushing out of the monster. Its body began to shrivel up, growing smaller and smaller, going down like a wrinkled old balloon. Broga fell headlong into the thick, swirling torrent. In an instant, he was floating on top of a wave of slime. The flood carried him back down the tunnel towards the entrance to the mountain. There, in the pale purple light, he could see Zagun frantically beating his wings. Down, down, Broga plunged towards the sharp, black rocks below. Then he heard a sudden whoosh. It was Zagun soaring upwards. In a moment, he caught Broga safely in his strong claws.
Well, my boy, you've killed the slime monster. I knew you would. You're a hero. But I think you ought to wash that horrible slime off.
So, climbing onto Zagun's back, Broga flew to the lake.
Now, Broga, wash your hands. You might have a surprise.
Broga dipped his hands in the cool, clear water of the lake. And beneath the dark green slime, his hands were not hard and pale and pink, but soft and gleaming and gold. He was completely golden from head to foot. The sun glowed on his golden body.
I'm a golden ogre,
he said to Zagun at last.
Yes, my boy, you're a golden ogre. Because you were brave and did not kill the monster from hate, but from wisdom. And look, Broga, see how the desert is turning into a beautiful, lush garden. You have killed the slime monster, and life can now return to this terrible, barren land. And remember that you will stay golden only if you do not kill things unless you really have to.
But my father will be angry with me if I don't kill things, said Broga.
No, he'll be proud of you. Proud to have a golden ogre for a son.